Hi, welcome to... Oh, shit. Wait, what do I say again?
Welcome to the Toncast.
Oh, it is the Toncast. Okay.
It's the Toncast.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Toncast. I'm your host, Stephen Falk. I have a very special guest this week. His name is Todd Robert Anderson. He's been so gracious as to come down to the studio and bless my podcast. Welcome to the Toncast, Todd.
Thanks for having me, Steve. It's very exciting.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming. I really appreciate it.
Anytime. I was excited that you called.
Yeah. So, what is your relationship with drugs and alcohol?
I love them both. I'm not sure which one I like more or love more, I should say. Probably alcohol, but I really do like drugs.
You do like drugs?
Yeah, quite a bit.
What drugs do you like?
My favorite is marijuana. That's okay. My favorite.
And what's your method?
Of
ingesting, inhaling, shooting?
I'm just this, like, straight up, you know, smoker.
Oh, you don't vape?
I will, if the situation calls for it.
So you go out like on your back deck, your back porch?
I'll go out on my patio.
Oh, your front patio or your back patio?
My back patio.
Your back patio.
In general, yeah.
And do you have a bong or a pipe?
I have a bong and a pipe.
Typical Friday night. You're not out partying. What happens?
Well, a typical Friday night is...
Tell me a typical... Let's back up a little bit.
Okay.
So I've known you for a long time.
Sure.
Since college.
Yeah.
For
us, that was when?
For us?
Yeah. Back
that
in college.
That was 2007.
2007.
Yeah.
That was a good year. We had a good time.
That's the best.
It was before Giuliani cleaned up New York. 2007.
Sure, our timelines are working out here.
I don't know.
So, no, that was in the 90s. And, so we've known each other since then. But as the years have accelerated in a rapidly accelerating manner, we have not spent as much time together.
No.
The last couple of years as career has, you know, taken off. You've been... on a show, You're the Worst, and doing commercials and stuff. I've been writing on the Goldbergs.
Great stuff.
Thank you. I mean,
you know, I hear your laugh lines. I can hear them
through the 80s. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
I'm like, that's a Falk. That's a Falk. It's a drinking game that my wife and my son we all three do it.
I don't consider it so much as nostalgia porn.
Mm-hmm.
More just. Nostalgia hugs.
It is. It's not pornographic.
No.
It's PG rated.
No, but I just mean it's not blatant. It's not like when we go, oh, this is going to be the Ferris Bueller episode. It's about much more than that.
No.
It's not just about tickling the memory strings.
Right. It's not just
like member balls.
Deep throat nostalgia.
No, it's not just
like
shoving.
It's not just as an audience member.
Shaft
you're not just
nostalgia.
Gagging and barfing
down your throat. Saying, hey, remember Sloan? Remember that jacket?
Yeah.
Hey, remember the museum scene?
Ah. They were dancing?
Right. We're doing that, but we're also saying things.
You're adding to
about
it.
The human condition.
You know what you're
family.
Doing? You're yes-anding.
I appreciate that. We're yes-anding the 80s.
Good job.
But anyway, as a result, less and less do I have a very clear picture of what a typical Friday or Saturday night might be.
Right.
For Todd.
Right.
We both have children now.
Yeah.
We both have cats.
Yeah. I have three.
Wow.
And you have a dog. You have
a cat
one,
so
and a dog.
Yeah, so we're about the same.
A dog is like two cats.
We both have one child.
Yeah.
They're different ages, but you have more DVDs than I do and more Oscars. Is that an Oscar?
That's an Emmy. That's not mine.
Oh, I know. Yeah, no, I know. That's Hill's dad. I know. See, I'm not that far removed. However, Some of us have mouse pads from this decade. Some
have mouse pads from when we first started being married.
Not the point. The point is, of all of this, I would like to know what a typical Friday or Saturday night looks like for Todd.
Well, those are two very different things.
Okay, let's start with Friday.
Friday is generally because my wife is a school teacher, and on a Friday, she wants to decompress.
Right.
She doesn't want to talk to a lot of people.
Right.
It's a special Friday night event if we leave the home.
Right.
For a Friday night event.
She wants to drive home 5:30.
Yeah. She gets home 5:30, maybe 6. She sometimes she'll go work out before.
Wow.
You know, and take the
kid to keep that bod tight.
Yeah, she's got to because I'm very demanding. So
I thought it was weird as a honored wedding guest that that was in your vows. I will love you and through sickness and health, and you promise to keep that bod tight.
Those were the fair vows, I think, and I could have been the real dick and made her sign a prenup where legally she was obligated. But in this case, I just took her
on her. Protecting all your assets at the time.
Yeah, I just took her on her word.
Yeah. Well, that's big of you. It's bigger of her to follow through. Anyway, so she works that bod, wails on the glutes.
Yeah.
And then comes home.
And she wants to have a glass of wine. You know.
I'm into it. White or red? What are we talking?
She generally leans towards white these days.
Very, very, she likes very, very typical.
Chilled white of the ladies. Wine. Yeah, the ladies like that. Or she'll have a glass of champagne sometimes. You know,
maybe a Prosecco? Or she's strictly French?
If it's dry, it doesn't matter the region. It can be a sparkling wine from California. Okay. If it's brut. Then she's okay.
We're talking about a different continent, but okay. She's gone flexible over the years.
With bubbly wines.
Okay. All right. So she's kicking back 6:30 with some wine.
Yeah.
A whitish or bubbles.
White bubbles. Sometimes
maybe a rosé.
Yeah, she likes a rosé.
Jinx.
Rosé, I mean, this is what we've learned in the last number of years, is that rosés can be very dry.
Rosés can be delicious.
Just because they're pinkish doesn't mean that they're sweet.
Right.
And she doesn't like sweet.
No. Who does?
Nobody likes sweet.
I mean,
sweet.
The rosé. I will also, we knew each other when, but I've gotten crazy. I will sometimes have a sparkling pink.
A sparkling pink?
Sure.
And
don't care.
You don't care.
Don't care.
I will have that.
Sure.
Actually, the sparkling rosés are often quite nice.
They are quite nice. I will go so as far. I don't want to interrupt, and I don't want to inject my typical Friday or Saturday night. But if me and my lady are out, sometimes we'll go to the IPIC, which is a fancy movie theater in Pasadena. Mm-hmm. We're on the east side of town, so it's convenient for us.
Right. We have one here. It's called the Regency 9.
Sure.
In Granada Hills. And the only difference is you have to go to the Fat Burger next door, and then you sneak the food in.
Same concept.
Same thing.
Farm to table.
Yeah.
And sometimes we'll get there early, and we'll sit in the bar.
Oh, sure.
And my thing is to have a Prosecco. Before the movie. Then during the movie, I'll go straight manly, get some beers.
Yeah. You don't want people to see you drinking something questionable in the dark.
No. God, no. That's where the important stuff happens. That's where the slippery slope is.
Yeah, yeah. You have to be really careful. Do you have a favorite dish when you go to the IPIC?
I do.
What is it?
Well, so let me tell you about
which IPIC is
it? It's Pasadena. The IPIC on I think it's Murray Court. There in Old Town.
I'm not allowed in that area.
No, I know. Oh, I'm aware. I know. But we'll Google image search it. That hasn't been blocked on your computer yet. But they used to have, anyway, I get the turkey sliders. But I will just tell you, now I have to get them without avocado and sprout because Harrison Ford's child took over the menu. That sounds great. Like it's it sounds like a wild accusation.
It's like a Ford's filling station situation.
Yeah, the chef of Ford's filling station, Harrison Ford's son,
right,
took over the menu. He redid it, added avocado, fucked up a perfect turkey burger.
He does to turkey burgers what his dad does to planes.
Or golf course. What's that 747 doing where I'm supposed to land? Maybe you should reverse that hypothesis.
Don't smoke so much before you fly.
Anyway, okay. I get turkey burgers, and they bring you popcorn, and it's lovely. But the movies are always bad, but you know, that's the price you pay.
They're always bad?
Well, no, they're not always bad, but you're not looking at... This is not a Lemley. This is not an Angelica from
they're
the East Coast
people.
They're
not art house films.
This is not art house fare. These are your Jump Street series. These are your Lego movies. These are your Bournes.
Oh, you know what I saw the other day?
What's that?
I saw Chips.
Oh.
17% positive currently.
I'm surprised it's that high. And so is Dax as good a auteur as I expect him to be?
I think he is. I rather enjoyed it. It had a...
Michael Peña's always funny.
Michael Peña's funny. And I thought they had a
Except
good...
Except in Crash. He wasn't that funny in Crash. I'm sorry, I'm a stickler on
really?
On English.
I thought that was the funniest he's ever made.
I just said he's always funny.
And Crash, maybe not so much. I get it. He's a dramatic actor as well as a comedic actor. Peña does it all, right?
But Peña does it all.
Yeah, Peña does it
but
all.
But Dax.
Dax.
Does not do it all.
No, Dax... I think actually Dax has found his place.
As a loving internet husband?
No.
He makes parties and brings sloths to his wife?
Yeah, that's fair.
And
that's
fair. And they advertise dryers and washers?
Yeah, yeah. No, that's fair. They should do that.
They do.
No,
all these things they do.
Yeah, yeah. They're
I'm making it up.
They're making monies.
They make monies.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a delight.
She is a delight.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, no, I love Kristen Bell.
She's on a show with Cheers right now.
With all of the Cheers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Sam Malone.
Oh, right. She's in the Heaven show. Mm-hmm. It's Heaven. They're up in Heaven.
Unless you didn't see the finale of the first season.
Oh, it turned out to be
hell. I'm not going to say anything about that.
It's okay if you
not
tell gonna me.
Not going to worry. Oh, don't. Ruin yeah, the good place.
No, no. This is a public broadcast.
The listeners. So, Friday night. So, your lady's tight bod is sipping some bubbly.
She sips on some bubbly. And generally we'll
or
watch...
Or as 50 Cent says, some bub.
Some bubs.
Just bub. Bubs is the wire.
I want to call it Bubs.
You can do that, but then that's not what 50 Cent does.
That's
anyway.
Not what 50 Cent? I don't know about 50 Cent. I don't...
He likes hugs.
50 Cent?
He doesn't like making love, but he likes having sex.
I mean, I've seen his movies. I've seen...
Come Give Me a Hug.
Like, he made a lot of low-rent movies in the New Orleans area for a while.
He did, yeah. And now he makes Power on Stars.
Makes Power, right?
Yeah,
it's a program,
and he's part of Power Aid.
That's
see how that all
cool.
fits together.
Power Aid's like Gatorade, but
not Power Aid. I'm sorry, he's part of Vitamin Water.
He's part of Vitamin.
He made a lot of money in Vitamin Water.
That's
he made
great.
Like $50 million.
Wait, I thought that was Jennifer Aniston's thing.
No, she does Smart Water.
Oh, shit, I fuck up my waters.
I have a theory that Jennifer Aniston. There's not one moment of the day, if she's not filming, that she's not lotioning her face. Her face is so moist.
She does to her face what Connie Britton does to her legs.
Yeah, yeah.
She's constantly moisturizing.
Always moisturizing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get it.
You know what movie I saw that quite delighted me?
What's that?
To sort of build on your enthusiasm for the 17% positive Chips. This has a much higher rating, but... I quite like Office Christmas Party.
Oh my god, I just saw that.
I thought it was delightful.
Here's what I did.
Did you hate it?
No, I actually didn't hate it. I wanted more.
I saw it on an airplane where the bar for entertainment
right.
is quite low.
No, and I was really high and on my couch, so it was a good place to be. And I just enjoyed being at an Office Christmas Party. It was hard to dislike it.
I would say that, and there
Randall are, Park, Vanessa Bayer,
and there are good laughs. There are good laughs.
The guy from Detroiters and Veep, the black
right.
guy,
and SNL Ghostbusters lady, pansexual.
Oh, Kay McKinnon.
Yeah, like I can hang out with her whenever.
Oh yeah,
and I thought T.J. Sullivan was.
And also, T.J. Miller was good too.
T.J. Sullivan
and T.J. Miller. They
was T.J. Miller on that?
Yeah, yeah. T.J. Sullivan, you don't really see him much, but his fingerprints are all over it, like me with the Goldberg.
You can see it. Yeah, you can
but
see
it. But T.J. Miller, Jennifer Aniston's brother, was quite funny.
Yeah, he's very funny.
T.J. McCracken, though.
T.J. McCracken is great. Yeah. T.J.
Bosworth.
T.J. The TJ So Nice They Named Him Twice is really good in it. No. There's a lot of good TJs in that movie.
Anyway, Office Christmas Party. Quite good.
But you liked it, yeah. It was amusing. And I did a double feature of that and Bad Santa, too.
Oh, how was that?
Not as bad as everybody said. All right.
I would have watched it, but...
Yeah.
The thing about watching movies on the airplane is... If you hit the button as much as I do,
mm-hmm.
there's someone constantly bringing you alcohol. Mm-hmm. So... Ipso facto,
it gets
your enjoyment level is
it gets
pretty
better.
High. Because even watching a movie at home,
it's like being
no one's bringing you shit.
It's like being a gay teenager.
Wait, okay, no,
it gets better.
I love you to. I thought you meant people are always bringing liquid to gay teenagers. I tried to make it dirty.
Your way is better,
yeah,
and grosser.
It
but
is
better.
Really gross. Friday, so Bubs,
yeah, so. So she comes home. She has her bubs or her bub.
Body's tight. Does she change? I mean, workout clothes, obviously.
Oh yeah, I know. I know where the night is going, depending on how she changes.
Oh, if it's really sexy lingerie, that means you're not getting any.
No.
And if it's like gross sweat,
if it's sexy lingerie, she's going out.
She's going out. Yeah,
on her own.
Right.
If it's sweats, it's like she wants to chill and just watch movies, which is cool. Like, you know, honestly. My Friday night fate, worst case scenario, is pretty awesome.
Have you ever, let me ask you this. This is an intimate question.
Sure.
But Hill doesn't listen to this.
No. Let's get real. She doesn't listen to anything I do.
Or watch.
She won't watch me getting beat up by John Voight on Ray Donovan. She won't watch
any
of
I want to watch that.
You
I
should watch that.
Is it out yet?
I don't know. But it when it is, it's right at the beginning of the show. So I don't know if you like
all
the
right,
Ray
so
Donovan
let me ask this.
Or not.
You're a pilot. You're the pilot of your own fate on a Friday night.
Sure.
This is a metaphor that I'm building.
Uh-huh.
The plane's heading into the mountains. Meaning she,
it's gonna
she
crack.
Meaning,
she's
meaning
getting,
she put sweats
on. Put sweats on.
Has there been any times where you've pulled the stick back hard enough, pulled out, flown over the mountains, baby? You pulled out, you thought it was going one direction.
Here's what I'll say about sweats.
Yeah.
They come off real easy. They come off real easy.
So so
physically, it's hard to get to the place, maybe, to play the game,
sure.
to do the tête-à-tête, where they will come off without ill, like, feelings, you know. But when they
I missed that completely.
You can't just pull them off.
Oh, yeah.
In a marriage, there has to be some consent.
Sure.
But if you can get to the consent...
So there have been times when the little cockpit thing is saying, terrain, terrain, terrain.
Right.
And then it said, all clear, baby.
All clear, baby. You worked clear, it out. Baby. Yeah. You hit some turbulence. You
high got five. Through
it. I'm married.
All right, let me ask you this now.
Yeah.
Fuck my other question. All right. Step me through that process.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm guessing because you haven't finished the question because we've been sidebarring a lot, but
right.
You know, a typical night she comes home, whatever she's
we're still on Friday,
whatever she's signaling doesn't mm-hmm. really matter because you know you're gonna have a good night. So let's just say whatever she comes out in X, and it could be either
right,
but you know at the very least you're gonna order some food.
Probably.
Like
or
what?
Maybe I'll barbecue. Sometimes I like to grill on a Friday night.
All right.
But like we get pizza a lot.
Right, so Friday's let's say pizzas come.
Yeah.
They're tasty.
It's good.
You're in your chair. Or do you cuddle with her on the couch?
I like to cuddle on the couch. Colby, actually, our son, enjoys the chair now.
Oh, and he's awake during the pizza.
Yeah.
Is he awake to see what outfit she's changed into?
No. Like she, it depends on what she's changing into. If she's going to change into lingerie, then no. Like I if she doesn't change right away into sweats, I know
it forestalls hope.
I know, yeah. And if she doesn't change into sweats right away, then I feel like there's less work for me to do. Like I'm like, oh, this is all good
because you might,
but it can twist around the other way too. Well, like she's in clothes, and then I'm like, hey, let's do this, and she's like, what the fuck were you thinking? Like I'm not into this. I didn't get into sweats because I was too fucking tired. You know, sometimes that happens.
So, okay, right, or she stays in whatever clothes because she didn't work out.
Right,
she's tired eating pizza, whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
and then there may be a moment where she's like, oh, what am I still doing in work clothes?
Right.
She goes to change. Boom. You can intersect in that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then what she goes and do later, who cares?
Yeah, yeah. I don't, like,
then once, at that point, she could put on a ninja costume.
That would just turn me on again.
Like my mom made me in third grade a giant Rubik's Cube. She took a box.
Like a and costume? Cut out
color. Yeah.
You dressed as a Rubik's
Cube? I did.
For, like, a Halloween situation?
Yes.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Were you regular Rubik's? Or
I was... Well, here's the thing. I was a... No, I was a regular 3x3.
Right.
But I was made...
Or 4x4.
4x4, yeah. 4x4. Another kid, Matt Weinstein, went as a messed up Rubik's Cube. Unsolved. And mine was much better. So my mom also calligraphied the middle white to have the Rubik's, like, logo.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was made. I was solved.
You were solved.
You understand.
You were a solved Rubik's Cube.
So
there's not a lot of mystery in your costume. It was like you're both a Rubik's Cube and solved.
But there was majesty in my costume.
You there understand? Was magic because you fix it. I mean, and people assumed you didn't just pull all the cubes out with a screwdriver and put them back in
there. No. Color. No, I was made by hand. Also, people knew that I was incredibly good at solving Rubik's Cubes.
So you were a Rubik's Cube guy?
I could do I was good for 150, 145, 150.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? You'd like...
Give me your most messed up goddamn Rubik's Cube.
And you would...
Less than 2 minutes.
Really?
People would pay me money.
They would pay you money to watch you do that?
No, just to solve their fucked up Rubik's Cube.
Because
their shit's fucked up. They probably went home and lied and said they did it.
Well, I mean, that's their right. They paid.
My ex-wife moved the stickers because she couldn't do it to try to impress her parents.
Yeah, that's fucking bullshit.
That's bullshit. That's sad.
And moving the stickers is dumb because the shit's going to peel.
And or you're not... Not everyone is going to be free of air bubble or any crookedness. It's just... It's a losing proposition.
But why would you manipulate a Rubik's Cube? Because
you need love.
But how is a Rubik's... Like, but you... Like, it, that must be disappointing, though. But they probably are only... they're impressed for a second. Oh, great. But they didn't see you do it.
It's true.
So they're like, oh, that's nice. Yeah. You know?
But maybe they think of you better, and maybe then you scamper off thinking, oh, mommy is proud of me for a second. Like, half a second.
Like, if your relationship with your parents is hinging on your Rubik's Cube
proficiency, yeah.
Yeah, no, you need to...
So, back to fucking. So... let's not go back to fucking.
No, I want to go back to fucking.
So, you've cooked. So, all right. So, you've either ordered pizza or grilled, let's say.
Yeah, maybe I made some... I like to make those drumettes.
So, maybe you made some drumettes.
Yeah.
And maybe some corn or a salad.
Yeah, or I'll grill some zucchini or something.
So the child's on the expensive chair.
He's on the expensive
back chair. Which is held up to this day.
And has been torn apart by cats.
And still is still
alive.
And the tension is still good. It's still reclined in a smooth way. You've oiled it.
I oiled it, and I had certain parts replaced.
This is from Relax the Back, correct?
Relax the Back chair, yeah.
Yeah.
The best chair.
Yeah, it's a good chair.
It's the best chair. It's not attractive.
No.
I'm not going to say that it's a...
It's not like... It's not Fraser's dad's chair.
No, it's not a lazy boy. And the lazy boys are great. And I love
for lazy boys.
I love the sectionals where the whole sectional is a lazy boy sectional.
Well, you have a cooler in the armrest.
And you have a cooler in the armrest. And the,
that's pretty boss.
Yeah, and it's got secrets, the whole couch.
Oh, yeah, and it whisks away your farts.
Yep.
They go elsewhere.
There's like tubes inside.
And it goes into
it doesn't even
go into your basement. You can't see it go out a window. It just goes somewhere else.
It goes directly to Mexico.
Probably.
Just under the wall.
Under the wall.
And into
what a gorgeous wall.
It's a beautiful wall. It's a
beautiful wall.
It's a beautiful wall.
I mean, it'll be like a wall-like structure in some parts. Some parts, there won't actually be anything, but it's still going to be beautiful.
I'm realistic. I mean, like, the wall is not going to be all wall.
You got to be.
No wall has ever been all wall. Inside the wall is other stuff other than the wall.
And honestly, NATO's doing great work. I don't know what we were saying before. NATO's doing great work.
NATO's great. I thought they were obsolete, like, back in October, but I feel like that's
suddenly, I also suddenly feel like we got to deal with Russia. Like, I don't want to get along.
No.
We got to deal with them.
Yeah, we got to change our ways.
You know, when I said that China is a currency devaluer, I'm not really exactly sure what I meant. I don't think they are.
I wasn't sure what you meant when you said it.
I've looked closer.
Yeah.
Janet Yellen also, she's doing good work.
I knew you would look closer because at no point did I take anything you said literally.
No. That was a lot of people's mistake.
Yeah, a lot of people made that mistake.
What?
Except on the good stuff, like abortion.
Or how fucking hot my daughter is.
Yeah, your daughter's hot.
Fucking hot.
Yeah, she's super hot.
So maybe it's like 8:30 and there's pizza.
Yeah.
Like, and you're watching. What are you watching?
Well, Colby's still up. But.
No, I know.
But
your family watches.
Yeah, but we, because he's gotten a little bit older. So we have certain R-rated entertainments, which he's obsessed with. He wants to see the R-rated entertainments.
Sure, like what?
Well, just yesterday we showed him a picture called Hard Target, directed by John Woo, starring Jean-Claude Van Damme. And he enjoyed it quite a bit.
And you all watched that?
Yeah.
Okay.
We watched it together. Hillary loves those kind of pictures.
Sure.
She's a little bit different than your average, I guess, wife.
Is she on her, like, second glass of rosé? Does she stick with one booze, or might she move on to a hard beverage?
If she's going to have a hard beverage, she starts there.
Oh.
Like, if she's going to have a martini, that's where she begins. Like, there are martini Fridays. If she comes home at the right level of frazzle.
Right.
You know, I'll just put together.
And or body tightness.
Her body is always tight, so okay. That's not... I can't gauge her mood according to her body tightness.
Okay.
But I know, like, I've been married to her long enough, like, I know when it's a martini Friday. And then you just
bust out the shaker.
You get the shaker, don't you get the ice. I got a little bottle of like olive juice in it, so I can. Sure. She likes
a little dirty,
very dirty.
Ladies like the dirty. I don't mean to again generalize.
No, don't generalize about women and what kind of dirt they like. But I agree.
Yeah,
yeah. So sometimes that's what happens. And then, whether we get pizza or barbecue, we generally watch something with Colby, and we try to find something that, on some level, will blow us.
So you're watching a whole movie. You're watching a whole movie.
Whole movie.
Okay, now is there a lot of interaction? Is this a interactive family? Is this a, if one has to get up to get another rosé or urinate, is it an automatic pause, or is it like, don't bother pausing? Is the call made by the person who gets up?
I think it's made by the person who gets up.
Unless Colby's just losing focus.
If he loses focus,
then he's shit out of luck.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not... Like, if he decides to pick up his iPad, which I discourage, during a movie that we're watching for his benefit, then he does not get updates.
I mean, if he's in a family that cares about him so much to show him Hard Target.
Right.
For like, his benefit, why would as you said.
Why would you pick up an rude. iPad?
It's like, it's just anti-education.
This is what I'm saying, and this is what I've been saying to him, but he's resistant to that. Like, if you're letting me, his argument is, if you're allowing me as a child to watch this R-rated garbage, why can't I just play a video game instead?
Right.
while you're watching this R-rated garbage.
Because it's important, son, for you to watch this R-rated garbage.
You know, some of it blows his mind. Like, Die Hard blew his mind. And that's, like, we showed him White House Down.
Equally good.
As you do. It's a PG-13 Die Hard in the White House, you know? Yeah. And we were watching it, and is White House Down a bad movie? Yes. It really is. Yeah. It really is awful. But it has entertainment value if you like that kind of movie. If that's your genre. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I
saw it.
Yeah. So I showed it to him, and I'm watching it, and I realized, like, this isn't the first time I've shown him a movie that just follows the Die Hard template.
Right.
And he's not seen Die Hard. And at that point, I had a long conversation with my wife about, I know it's
inappropriate. It's like having anal first.
Yes. Actually, yes. That's a really good metaphor.
I will make another good metaphor.
Please do. You're a writer. You do these things.
White House Down is to Olympus Has Fallen. Mm-hmm. Ready? As Volcano is to Dante's Peak.
Yes.
It's the one that should have been worse, that had less cred, but is actually better.
Right.
Dante's Peak is better than Volcano.
Right. So where do you land on the Deep Impact versus Armageddon situation?
Deep Impact.
Is better.
All day.
Is better.
Yes.
But here's the thing. It's a better movie, but it doesn't have banana shit like Space Dementia. Like, it doesn't have Steve Buscemi firing.
But it
like,
has such treacly bullshitty scenes. Like the animal cracker scene.
But so does Deep Impact. It's like Deep Impact is more treacly bullshit than Armageddon.
Daddy.
Yeah, I get you.
Look, I don't think those movies are as clear-cut as Volcano and Dante's Peak.
That's
absolutely true. And Olympus Has Fallen and White House Down.
Absolutely true. No, I just was curious as to where you fell.
That's
right.
That's where I'm going to stand.
I mean, Deep Impact, I agree, is a better movie. But maybe Armageddon has more entertainment value.
Does it? Maybe. I mean, what's the better Core or Core of the Earth spinning movie? Core Mantle Stopped.
I've only seen Mantle Stopped once. But I think.
Did you ever see the sequel Mantle Too Fast?
No, one was all about family though. So I mean, I wasn't on board really.
Okay, so back to family. All right, so the first movie's ended, and it's Colby's bedtime, I imagine.
Colby hits the hay, yeah.
All right, good night, Colby.
Good night, Colby.
Maybe he reads in bed a little?
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes.
Plays his iPad.
Yeah, it depends on when he goes to bed. Like, if we start the movie at 7, then he has got to go to bed right away. But if we start at 6, then he's got
to go. So it's 9 now, whatever dishes have been loaded.
Yeah.
Whatever. More wine.
At 9,
being poured.
He's like.
So during the first movie, what are you drinking or smoking or eating? I mean, not eating, but drinking.
Well, I don't smoke while
Colby's away.
Yeah.
So you're drinking what?
Beer? I go to the bathroom a lot.
To hit.
And that's where I smoke, in the bathroom.
You actually smoke weed in there or vape?
I'll open the window and just smoke weed.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and just blow it out the window. Yeah.
Okay.
And
you're saying that? Don't pause it. I've seen it.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
In general. Unless it's awesome.
Right.
But, I mean, the truth is, if I'm running off to the bathroom to vape /
Right. To do drugs, you don't really feel justified to make them pause it. That would be kind of...
It's got to be really good for me to go, you guys need to wait for me to go vape before we watch the end.
And what are you drinking?
Generally a beer or a glass of wine.
Oh, I should get another beer, by the way.
Yeah, I can't hear you. Talk to the people. I'll get you a beer.
All right. So here's what I will say about Todd.
Wait for me to leave. Jesus.
Hold on. Todd's leaving. Todd is not a good guy. Todd comes across like a really genial, thinky, very honest. It's like very honest. It's like, oh, look at me. You know, I'm talking about this stuff with my family in the house, and I like bad movies, but there's something good about my honesty, and he's just but really honestly, he's a bad man. He's not good. He's he pollutes, and he robs people, old ladies mostly. Anyway, just really, really a good guy.
I really can't wait to hear what you said about me.
No, I was just...
I'm sure it was really nice.
Anyway.
You're always really nice.
Okay, so thank you for the Nitro Vanilla Porter.
Yeah, this is... Do you like it?
No, it's good.
It's good.
It's like halfway between a Guinness and a... oh, shit. What's the other common one that comes in the can?
Murphy's?
Murphy's.
It is.
It's like a mixture of those.
Yeah.
You want to hear?
Oh, you can... It looks good pouring out of there.
I'm into it. So, all right. So, the second movie. So, dishes have been put away. You've maybe got another beer. Away,
yeah.
You've had a couple bowl, maybe a bowl in bathroom trips.
Sure.
Hill is maybe on her second or third rosé.
Sure.
I mean, what happens, Don?
Well, it depends.
No, let's... Okay, all right, all right. So, let's say it's a sweats night.
Sweats night. Then we'll, you know, in general, then what we do is we hit the horror... We hit the horror genre on a Friday night.
Yeah.
We'll watch something.
And where do you sit? Now that the chair is open. That's a big question mark.
You know, it really depends on Hillary. Sometimes her back hurts.
Oh.
And so she'll want to sit in the chair.
You've lost the chair, is what you're telling me?
I have no control over the chair or my life or my family.
Okay, so her back's hurting.
Yeah, so she might want to hit the sweats. Chair.
And then well, this is only a sweats night.
If it's only sweats...
We're just going down to sweats night.
She's gonna hit the chair if her back is bothering. Sometimes she would prefer, I think... I mean, maybe she just says this to make me feel better, but I think she'd prefer, in most cases, to cuddle on the sofa. You know, we have one of these crooked sofas.
Maybe like intertwined legs.
Yeah, just like touching each other's knees. You know, that's nice.
Sure.
You know, or just, you know, she'll put her head on my lap or vice versa.
It's about like social bonding. It's about the family unit.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's what that touching's about.
That touching, but it's more.
It's reassurance.
Yeah, but it's more than the family unit. It's keeping the romance alive through physical contact that isn't just
sexual.
Sex.
I'm with you.
I mean, I think for me as a man, like as soon as she touches me, all I want to do is have sex. But I have to be a good person and not make that clear. And just be okay with cuddling.
However, wouldn't you say that there are moments where the pure physical contact is enough? It's good.
The truth is, I would say is that it's always enough. I mean, like I don't walk away from a night of simply cuddling and watching horror movies and feel like I was cheated on some level.
You don't?
A little bit, but. I mean, I understand that that's not how it works,
right.
You know. So the cuddling is I like cuddling. I'll cuddle with whoever, you know. Let's cuddle.
That's not exactly.
Let's cuddle, but you know, I guess you know, a lot of times I like to cuddle after sex.
Okay, but so let's say all right. So her back hurts. She's in the couch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's in the chair.
She hits the chair.
Or her back doesn't hurt, and you guys are cuddling.
Yeah, yeah.
And what happens now? It's 9:15. You put on a horror.
On the sweat night, the horror movie goes on.
And is this all DVDs from this room, or do you stream?
Stream sometimes. It depends if there's something we're excited about.
Will you VOD something new?
We will VOD if I'm excited about it.
Right.
More recently, we watched, and I just like bought it outright on Blu-ray, Mike Mendez's Don't Kill It with Dolph Lundgren.
No.
And she was hesitant.
Terrible.
Like, she... it's not. It's great. But he's the guy... He did Big Ass Spider.
Oh, that sounds good. And, did you watch Black Mirror, by the way?
Yes, I love Black Mirror. Yeah. It's a good show.
I just watched the John Hamm one.
Oh, yeah, this Christmas special. Yeah, the holiday special. Yeah, they're good. I mean, I... It's the show has a little bit of diminishing returns as far as
it's a little repetitive.
It's a and it's uneven as opposed to you know, like what, but who cares? It's a TV show. That's what's nice about TV shows is they can turn in, I think, a not great episode one week, but as long as it kind of hits the notes, you can hang out with it.
Sure.
And then the next week it can blow your mind.
Right.
It's more that when the TV show is consistently shitty.
Right.
Then like you go like a marriage. It actually
I know.
You're a metaphor guy.
I am a metaphor guy. You don't know this about me?
Yeah, no, I know this about you and it always blows my mind. It's a really good metaphor. A TV show is like a marriage.
Thank you.
With the audience and the people making it.
Eventually
the TV
get canceled.
Yeah, it won't work out. Except for fucking Bonanza.
Okay, so you watch the horror, and then watch the horror and show. Now we're done. It's 11.
Yeah.
Are you snacking? Is there popcorn during the movie?
There'll be some, like maybe a cheese will maybe come out. Cheese. Like a cheese will come out, or some popcorn, or
like a bag of nuts. Chips or
nuts. Sometimes, sometimes cookies. Sometimes we go cookies.
Wow. Okay. So now the movie's over.
Yeah.
What happens?
Well,
a
lot of things can happen. It's Friday night, so she may be too tired to
continue. It may be like, I'm going
to bed. Maybe she goes to bed and I stay up and watch.
You've never gone to bed alone. You're now, now this is Todd time.
It's Todd time.
And Todd moves into the chair.
Yeah. Actually, now that I'm 45, there's times.
You go to bed.
I literally send her to bed. She's like, I'm done.
And then you fall right asleep.
I'm like, great. Go to bed. Todd time. And then I turn on something, and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, and I go to bed.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even pass out on the couch. That was a period where she would go to bed, and I would stay up late and fall asleep watching whatever I was watching, and be like, oh, fuck, oh, God. Now I don't, you know, I had that off at the pass. I'm like, if I stay up.
I never admit defeat at that time. I see. So I push through to one.
I swear to God, when your kid is older, those things will start. It'll just start tripping.
Hate it.
As reason to go to bed.
Because that fucker's going to get up?
Yeah, because you know there's no you get up and fuck it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not the guest.
The listening, I understand that, but the listening audience should understand that you
get
up.
I have terrible allergies. It's LA is terrible right now.
It is bad. You get up, and also our air conditioning system is fucked, so there's no airflow in here. That's I apologize for it. We're getting it fixed. What was I talking about?
I get up early.
You get up at 5.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So you get up at 5 to work out.
I got up at 5 this morning and went to the gym.
Because every day what time do you have to be at work? Like you're the manager. Let's call him a manager. Sure. You're a manager of a
small store.
And it's a small store that specializes in jokes. You're putting together some
stories,
jokes.
I would say.
You're right. There's stories but you're required to make jokes.
Sure. Meh.
And sometimes you fuck around with it. Sure. But technically, I mean, like, to me, what was always scary about people saying, hey, you do funny stuff.
Right.
You're a comedy guy. What I never liked about that is it required me to say something funny at a certain point. But you have taken that on as a job.
Yeah.
You're running a show that is called a half-hour comedy. Sure.
Yes.
And it deals in serious issues and all that, but at the end of the day, you got to deliver some laughs.
Sure, yeah.
Somebody's got to jerk off onto a squirrel at some point.
yes.
At some point.
Metaphorically speaking.
So
how do you do that and get up at 5?
So you get up at 5, you work out, and then you get back to your family. Yeah. You have breakfast with your family.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not breakfast, but I spend some time.
You spend... Okay. So you don't have breakfast. Do they have breakfast?
The baby has breakfast.
The baby has breakfast, which is like bananas.
She's always just bananas.
Mostly bananas.
Sure.
So she has her bananas, and you say, I love watching you eat bananas, and then you go to work. You
have to be there at... Yeah.
You have to be there at 8?
It depends. It depends. We start the room at 10, but I often try to get there at 8:30 to have an hour and a half to write in my office alone.
So you write your own stuff?
Well, no, or I'm working on the show, mostly.
Right. Well, the, when I say your own, you're writing your own stuff that
I'm rewriting every episode. I'm doing the things that aren't a group activity, mm-hmm. which are many. Or I'm watching director reels. Or there's a lot, endless amount of stuff, which necessitates my night continuing when my partner goes to bed, and I often then whip out the computer and work until
right.
I fall asleep.
Well, she's asleep.
Yeah. Anyway, but this is not.
I don't have any of those problems.
That's lovely. No, but you write. You'll write something, sure. and then you. So anyway, that said, you. So now it's 11. She's okay. So either she goes to bed, or mm-hmm. and there's a sweat pit night, mm-hmm. or she goes. Let's watch another movie. I'm feeling crazy.
Sometimes, yeah, that'll happen.
Nice.
And then generally we go deep into the. Like,
culty.
Like, very gory. It's got to have the shock value right. thrown at your face to keep you up late at night.
Now, would she ever go out? Okay, so now the pot. Is that just you? Does Hill ever do that?
She very rarely does. All it's right. mostly me.
So now she's. So in this scenario, now she's gone to sleep.
Okay, I'm she's asleep. Up. She's asleep.
And right. what happens? So it's 11.
Like, usually, I mean, like, if I'm going to be completely honest with you, and I will be, what happens
is... That's what my podcast is about.
No, it's about honesty, and I get that. Like, you're like a Marc Maron type. So what I'll do is I'll pick out a movie. Sometimes I'll just go watch some TV shows that she doesn't watch anymore.
Sure.
Like, I still watch Y5O, and she won't have it.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I'll, like, just binge-watch some of that shit, because that's, like, nice, like...
And you're on Twitter at the same time.
Yeah, I like playing around on the internet, and drinking. O'Loughlin.
Now you maybe move to whiskey.
Yeah, because I don't have to keep it, get it up anymore.
Maybe you text a friend.
Yeah, fucking just text like, somebody. What's like, what's up? Make a joke and see if somebody... Yeah, yeah. You, like, cast your lines out
like
onto
a little
the lake.
Lonely, yeah.
Lonely, yeah, sure, I'll do that. Or if I put on a movie, sort of same situation, I'll put on something that gives me this visceral thrill that I'm also wildly familiar with.
But you'll leave it on and then go out on the porch and smoke some pot.
Sure.
With your phone.
Yeah, I'll smoke some pot and then come back in and catch up.
Do you smoke cigarettes ever still?
Not really. I mean, occasionally when I'm really drunk, but that doesn't happen when I'm home.
You don't have them at the house.
Yeah. I don't keep them at the house. Because if I did, you know what would happen? I'd smoke them all. Yeah.
I don't smoke anymore either. I miss it.
It's a good, awful habit to have. I mean, I so respect the people who never did.
I don't.
No?
No, fuck them.
Yeah.
That's easy. Fuck you respecting those assholes for? No, you never did something. Oh, mad respect.
Shit. Yeah, that's a good point.
Babies. All right, so, So then you'll watch something, and eventually you'll be like, fuck it, I'm going to bed.
Well, it depends on, like, where I'm in, like, the place I'm in emotionally. If I'm, you know, if I'm not in a sleepy place, then I'll just stay up.
Till what? Watching. 3?
I'll probably, like, jack off a bunch of times.
In the living room?
Or, yeah, probably. Yeah. Wow. We have a lock on the door.
So and you'll lock the door?
I'll lock the door.
Has Hill ever tried to open the door while you're jacking off?
Yep.
and she goes, what the fuck? Why you locked the
door? Why'd you lock the door?
And you say, I was jacking off.
It's jacking off. She's okay.
And she's like, oh.
Ugh.
Gross.
Whatever, dude.
Has Colby ever tried to open the door?
No.
He's a good sleeper.
He is a good sleeper. Yeah.
All right.
I had that talk with him the other day.
About jacking off?
Yeah, about
show
like
him the weed
and
scene.
Stuff. The weeds?
There's a great scene from Weeds where Uncle Andy tells him what to use, where to... It's very, very great.
That is a good scene. I forgot about that.
Okay, so all right, so let's back. So you may jack off, you may then, you know, but eventually you're going to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, as all nights end at the same place in bed.
Actually. Generally,
let's back up. It's not a sweatpants night.
It's not a sweatpants night. Like, so what happened?
You tell me.
Like, so Colby went to bed.
Well, when do the not sweatpants go on? Well, after Colby goes to bed?
Well, if she's going to do, like, the dirty laundry. Otherwise, she'll just stay in her... In her rags, in her civvies.
So let's say she's in her civvies, and then Colby goes to bed. Then she goes, I'm going to go change, and then out comes the lingerie.
Yeah.
Then what happens?
Then it's...
It's sex, on immediately, or you know time. Later?
Sex time.
Oh, it's the media. Okay.
If she comes out in lingerie, I mean, that's...
Right, you're not going to, like, I mean, watch... She, you're not going to...
But if... It, like, you're it's not going to watch... But it's also... That's a very specific night. I mean, that's not...
True Lies while she's in...
Yeah, if she's... If she goes, give me a minute, and she comes out in lingerie, then, like, that's
and
like...
And you lock the door and do it there? Or are you going in the bedroom?
Oh, we'll lock the door and do it out there.
Oh, nice.
On the couch?
Yeah. I don't know.
I hate fucking in the bed.
You
beds
do?
Beds are boring. Yeah, I like fucking on counters and tables and shit.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All
right. I mean, the bed's fine. Yeah. All
right.
It's good.
Hey, you're my guest.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like doing it on counters.
All right. So you've defiled the counter.
We defile the shit out of the counter.
And then it's just, let's watch a movie.
Yeah, go back
to and then you go back to the status quo.
And sometimes, like, if you have enough energy, like, half hour into the movie, you're like, I'm frisky again, and everybody's frisky again.
Oh,
and other times you just fall asleep watching the movie.
So, and then at that point, any of those branches of the first tree could happen. She could go to bed, you could then just sit in the,
chair. It all
resets.
It all resets, yeah.
Let's go to Saturday.
Saturday night.
It's, now, if it's the exact same, you can just stop me there.
No, it's really not. Because Saturday night, if we go out...
Oh, all right.
It will be Saturday night.
Now, where are you going out? What's your general go-to?
We do all kinds of stuff. Sometimes we'll just go out to dinner in a movie.
Yeah. You know?
Sometimes we go out with friends.
Sure.
You know? Hang out.
Who's babysitting? A neighbor girl?
No, we don't have it. I wish we had a neighbor girl.
Do you ever come home early and catch her looking at your porn?
And then punish her with my penis? Yeah.
And then Hill comes and goes, you dirty girl, you suck my husband's dick.
That's not happened, but I'm holding out hope.
I've seen a lot of examples where that's happened.
I've seen it so many times on the internet. And I feel like it should happen to me. Because I'm a good person.
I've also never had a masseuse
grabbing
the balls. I feel like the movies have lied to us.
I think they have.
I've also never been casting people.
You might want to try getting a massage in my neighborhood.
I'm sure that would be very prevalent.
Because I'm not sure if they are, because they haven't. But I feel like I've been brushed in areas.
I was brushed the other night.
You were brushed?
At a very respectable place in New York. I was in New York a couple days ago.
But you're a major showbiz
unless
guy.
Unless she Googled me before.
Oh, they
there
Googled
was a lot of elbowing.
Like elbow your balls?
No, like brushing the elbow over it as she did certain things.
Oh.
Where I'm like and I'm
see if you freak
going,
out.
I'm sitting there going, wait, there's no need for that to happen. She could literally lift her elbow, but the hand would still be on the thigh. It was weird.
Well, yeah, that's happened to me with it's usually fingers on testicles. Like, very briefly.
And I feel like...
Where I could go, that was a mistake. But if it happens more than once, then you're sort of like,
and I feel
what's
like
happening?
They're just going... I can get an extra 20 so easily on the tip.
Yeah. Well,
it doesn't cost me anything.
I guess that's what they're doing.
I sent a friend to get a hand job once.
Oh, how'd that go?
I was curious.
You sent a friend.
I did. I won't name him. But there was a...
I want you to name him
my old neighborhood,
your show.
My old neighborhood Eagle Rock, there was a map. There's a giant article about all the handjob parlors. The Eagle Rock was like the handjob
parlor. An article in what?
L.A. Times.
The L.A. Times did...
Pulitzer Prize nominee. Not the article, but the paper.
Is that still the case?
Eagle Rock? I don't know.
It's interesting.
But I was like, real all those places, like right near where I lived for 7 years. And I was like, X, go to one of these places and see if you can get a hand job. And he was like, single. I was like, all right. Then came back. Yeah, that was pretty sad, but it happened. Like, she was not, I was not into her.
But. And she was not into me. And well, it was a business transaction. Sure. Yeah. Well, yeah,
that I don't think anyone would think that, like, a masseuse would be horny for you. A handjob masseuse. There are many reasons I have never gone there. But a serious one is the massages always seem so haphazard in those videos. I want, like, a good... If I could get, like, a skilled... deep tissue,
like a really good massage that puts you in a relaxed place.
Then there's a hand job, but just some perfunctory rubs. I'm gonna be pissed off at that point. That's
so fucking true. If you had a great massage that ended, like a really good massage,
like a really good,
where you're like
you work some stuff out. I was almost crying.
Yeah, you're in such a state where literally this person, your masseuse or masseur.
Yeah.
Literally could do whatever because you're in a place.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
I think I think you know this story. And again, I won't say who, but a friend of ours was doing esthetician training. And she asked me to come and get a free facial.
Sure.
Yeah. And she was, as part of this, it's a corporate spa. And so my buddy's lady was giving me a facial, and as part of the treatment, the corporate mandated treatment, there was a foot rub involved, and I got a boner.
Oh.
In front of my friend's lady, who I've known for
decades. Did she see the boner?
Yeah. But there's no way
that she didn't see the boner.
If you're at the feet and you look up to see, gauge the face to see if it's
and there's how a boner doing, in between,
you're the gonna. Feet and there's, the face. You can't just go. You don't look at the feet. Close your eyes. Move your head up. Then look at their face. You're sweeping. She's swept. And
so she.
I may not be.
And she was cool about it.
Mandingo, but. You know, one and might notice.
An erection's an erection. Even a small penis, erection.
I'm not saying my penis is small. I'm saying.
I'm not either. I'm just saying all erections are erections, and you notice them.
Yeah. They do work on a blanket.
Yeah.
They affect a blanket.
That's why you, yeah.
Some of them infect a blanket.
It's, yeah, that's absolutely true.
Look, I'm not going to lie. It's Saturday.
Yeah.
If you stay in, I'm guessing the night is pretty similar.
Sure. Yeah.
But you've gone out.
Saturday night, we go out.
What's Tannehill getting crazy?
On a Saturday?
Say a Saturday. Say it's crazy. You got a neighbor girl babysitting.
We do. I love when the neighbor girls babysit.
She's having trouble with her boyfriend.
We do all kinds of crazy stuff. We like to go out to crazy places.
Like what?
Sometimes it's just literally dinner and a movie.
Where other we go times to
we'll go to, well, we've been to strip clubs and stuff.
Oh.
We've done that.
You've gone to strip clubs together.
Yeah, it's great going to strip clubs with your wife because all the ladies at the strip club, they
think you're suddenly relaxed. You're someone to relax around.
Yeah, yeah. They don't have to worry about you.
Right.
And often they like to flirt with your wife.
Sure.
Which is fun.
Now, let's say you're going to not a restaurant near your house, which sure. I won't disclose your location.
Okay.
But you may be going into a different part of the city. Will you Uber on a Saturday night?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean, Lyft at this point.
You Lyft, right.
We Lyft.
So you'll blow the $25, like, just to be safe.
Honestly, well, yeah, and I'm much older than I was when I was 20, and I think maybe when I made bad decisions when I was 20, I at least had youth to keep me from now crashing into things.
Well, now you now also you think a DUI is probably $15,000 minimum.
Yeah, and probably
and then a lot more
very
damage and
detrimental to my career.
Yeah, so fuck it. Let's spend let's party
if
let's
I have $65
bucks on a weekend night.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree.
And if I want to get that shit faced and I don't have the Lyft money,
you're gonna have to sober up.
Then I don't go out.
Be crazy.
Well, I either don't go out or
or you keep it together.
Keep it together.
Or he'll keep it together. Maybe she'll keep it together.
Yeah, yeah. But like you got to go back and forth on the keeping it together.
Sure.
Somebody's got to be able to let loose.
So. All right, so you may go to a nice dinner and a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come home.
Then or a concert. Sometimes we'll go to a show. You know, go to a bar, see a bar band. I like bar bands.
Yeah, and then you probably get home and it's the same, like, night either goes one direction or not. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, if you go out and you come home, then it's clear if you're going to do it right away.
Do you have a better percentage, like, on the nights that you went out and had fun, or the Friday nights where you sat home?
I would say Friday nights.
Oh. Saturday, because then you're tired, and it's like...
If you go out and you stay out all night, we're middle-aged people...
Right. All night is midnight.
We're middle-aged and we're married.
Right.
So technically, we can have sex with each other whenever we want.
Sure.
You don't have to really do a big rigmarole, but the rigmarole is for the fun of it.
Right.
You know? But if also because we're married and we don't have to go through the rigmarole, if we go through the rigmarole...
Right.
And it ends with us being tired, it's cool. We'll just have morning sex instead.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, somebody's sneaking into somebody's, areas in the wee mornings.
I'm sorry, what?
You sneak into the areas.
What do you mean?
Well, like if it's like, 8 in the morning.
You're getting handsy,
Sunday,
is what you're saying.
Yeah, like handsy. Or you get mouthy. You can get mouthy.
Sure.
You can do whatever.
Just disappear.
Yeah, you do
just
whatever.
Disappear.
Clever, yeah.
Why did she suddenly disappear? Oh, I understand.
Oh, that's...
I thought maybe she was looking for a sock that she lost.
Yeah.
She
was not looking for a sock.
Well, that's nice. That's a lovely way to wake up.
It's the best way to wake up. I'm a big morning sex guy. A lot of people aren't into it because of the morning breath,
those are turds. Those people are turds.
Yeah, or the like sweat or
those,
whatever.
Yeah, come on.
Eat a sweaty pussy. It wouldn't kill you.
Wow.
It's not a big deal.
That is language I don't use on my podcast.
I apologize.
That's okay.
I apologize. I stepped out. Like Liza.
Todd, what's your favorite swear word?
Well,
sorry.
Well, Mr. Lipton, my favorite swear word is
Bernard Pivot.
Whatever. Swear word? I mean, I don't know. Fuckballs?
Fuckballs.
I like fuckballs.
What's your favorite candy?
Oh, shit. Candy or candy bar? Is candy bar and a candy?
Whatever, man.
Probably a Butterfinger.
Oh, that's unusual.
Why?
That's not anyone's favorite candy.
It's my favorite.
Not even John Butterfinger.
You know why I like it?
Layers. Like flaky layers.
That part. And those flaky layers get into the molars, they like get into your teeth and they hang out there for a while.
All right, you like dental issues. what's your second favorite candy?
Second favorite candy is, those root beer barrels? The sucker candies? Like those?
With the liquid or the gummies?
Just a regular It's just a sucker. It's a candy.
Gummy root beer or the wax with liquid in it?
There's no liquid or gummy anything.
Oh, hard.
It's just a hard root beer candy.
No one in the world has those for first and second.
That's what I have.
You're a maniac.
I don't know.
What?
I people don't understand who I am or what I like.
That's okay. What I'm trying to get to the bottom of. Todd, what's your favorite soup?
I like a Irish bean soup.
That's incorrect, but okay.
Why is that incorrect? I mean, it's...
No, it's fine. I was in I was in New York last week, and I was at having dinner with a friend, and I got a pea soup.
A split pea?
So I thought.
Oh.
It was a cold pea soup.
Cold pea soup.
I would like to just say now for the record that the number one reason to get soup is the hot comfort of it.
Sure, yeah.
So yeah. A cold soup.
Cold soup.
Blech. If you don't say it's a cold soup, particularly a gazpacho or whatnot.
Yeah.
Don't give me cold
soup. But gazpacho is the best of the cold soup. And it's still not great.
No, it's still cold soup.
It's cold soup.
Yeah. Todd, what's your favorite beer?
My favorite beer?
Both. You could have one for the rest of your life.
Jeez. If I could just have.
Just one.
My brother-in-law Casey's coffee porter. That's what I would like. It's very specific.
Yeah.
But he makes a good coffee porter.
Wow.
It's really good. You would love it. You would love it.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
What is your favorite thing about going to sleep?
Honestly, my favorite thing about going to sleep is when you first get under the blankets and it's cold and that shift into warmth that you get from your body heat, like that cozy, that's cozy.
What have you not done in your life?
A lot.
Accomplishment-wise. That you hope to accomplish someday, even if it's not realistic anymore. Being old.
I guess I just want to do something charitable, I guess.
What?
I'd like to do something charitable for society, like do something good.
You're mostly sad that you haven't done something charitable.
On a large scale.
Okay. I don't believe that for a second, but okay. Maybe stop lying should be your answer. What's your favorite body part on your wife?
Oh. I'm going with labes.
Her labes.
Your labias.
What's great. Your favorite body part on yourself?
I don't know. My head?
Your head in general. Your entire head?
Just the way it looks.
All the face part, too?
Yeah, the face.
Your whole face?
That's as good as it gets.
Wow.
The rest of it is garbage.
You know, I was thinking the other day, I was thinking.
Wow, you say.
I was thinking, you can name almost every body part of mine, and I would have probably three problems with it. Like, not even, like, big problems, just like, okay, well, okay, that toe concerns me because the nail is weird. That toe just is hairy and weird.
Yeah.
That arch is not that strong. I could go, like, inch by, okay, well, then I broke that bone in the middle of mine and it never healed right.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I don't like those veins and like the back of the heel, the sure. Like the side heel bone part.
You have
like
a lot. There's a lot of shit.
Oh, the back of my foot is a little rough.
Sure.
Chalice-y.
Yeah, it can be, get that way.
I could go for like 45 minutes.
That's true. I mean, I was answering the question as best I could. I don't like anything about what I have.
Like, every part of my body is either gross or worrisome.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, I guess I've gotten to a certain point where I don't really care about the worrisome stuff.
No, I'm talking health-wise.
Health-wise?
Health-wise.
Just purely
health. Worrisome. I'm worried.
No. That's
someone should look at this.
I understand. No. I have.
You don't care about that?
Oh, my body's 100% worrisome, and I've decided not to care about
like
it.
That mole is problematic. that always throbs.
I go to the doctors, yeah. And they look at it and they tell me it's garbage or not. Usually, it's garbage.
You mean your worry is garbage?
No,
not that the body part is garbage.
The body part is garbage and worrisome. And I say, that's fine. That's cool. I get why that's gross. Gonna die.
Ah.
And then I leave. And I go to a Tilted Kilt or Hooters, and everything's fine.
Okay. What do you wish for yourself in 20 years? Where do you want to be?
In 20 years?
Yeah.
When I'm 65?
Sure.
I don't care where I am. As long as my kids are in a good place.
All right. Todd Robert Anderson, he's a writer. He's an actor. He's a master of none. He's a drinker.
Mm-hmm.
He's a lover. He's a sinner.
Yeah.
He's a out of the window, not pause movie toker.
Mm-hmm.
He's a father.
Mm-hmm.
He's a thinker. He's a friend.
Sure.
He's a fan.
I am a huge fan. I'm more of a fan now than I ever have been before.
Of things. You're a fan of things.
Of things and of people. Like, I'm a huge fan of yours.
No.
Fan, like, I wouldn't have been
art and life.
But I mean that. I'm like, I don't want to get sentimental at the end, but I am a huge fan.
Well, thank you. Likewise. He enjoys his top two favorite candies are a fucking bizarre mix of Butterfingers and hard root beer candies that you get at the dentist, maybe. Or like that are left at that weird, like, at your insurance company's receptionist bowl.
What's weird about it is when I think about that, I'm like, do I regret that? No, I actually don't.
He doesn't have a lot of regrets, but he probably should.
I should.
Robert Anderson, thank you.
Thank you, Steve Falk.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me on your show.